Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Schwenk.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You wrote in your monthly editorial called Reflections on the School of Medicine website that while the School of Medicine has internationally recognized biomedical research going on, it lacks a clinical and translational research program. What's the difference between the two types of research?
Biomedical research has more to do with basic science mechanisms, basic mechanisms of disease, how disease occurs, biomarkers, transmitters, other basic physiologic and pathologic mechanisms that will eventually lead to new discoveries that will help patients. But it's the clinical research that actually causes those new discoveries to lead to changes in patient care. So we talk a lot about bench to bedside, meaning research that starts in the lab, starts on the laboratory bench, and ends up at the patient's bedside and actually changes the way patients are cared for. We actually could talk about a bench to community. How do you actually take research from basic science labs to outpatient settings, to hospital settings, and then even out into the community to change the way disease is prevented, the way patients are cared for, even at home?
So this is what we hear about when patients are in clinical trials?
Exactly. So this is the way that you take some basic understanding of disease and start to think more clinically, what would we do with that information that it would actually change a type of test that's administered, develop a new test for a disease, develop some new treatment programs or perhaps a screening test that would help us detect disease at an earlier stage. And all of those can be part of what we call clinical trials, which means take a new medication, for example, and compare it to either a placebo or compare it to a standard medication. What's a standard treatment and now what's a new treatment that we might use and compare that to what we used to do to see which one is better.
Why is this kind of research important for the medical school?
So this is the one big piece that we're missing. We have fabulous medical student teaching programs. We have a long history of medical student teaching, turning out great physicians at the end of that. We have a strong residency training programs. We have great basic science research. We have great continuing medical education for physicians. The missing piece in all of that is clinical research, and it's actually kind of a central piece that connects everything else.
Well, what do we need to do to create the infrastructure support for clinical research here?
Clinical research is different from basic science research. So to build a basic science research program, you have to build laboratories, very expensive laboratories. You have to have very expensive equipment, very complex equipment that helps us conduct that research. You have graduate students and postdoctoral fellows and very highly trained scientists. Clinical research is equally expensive, but in a whole different way. You need clinical facilities where you will see patients and do various types of tests or administer various treatments. You have to have clinical staff, medical assistants, especially nurses who quite often run many of these studies because they have the clinical skills as well as the research skills to collect information to take care of patients appropriately. You have to have really sophisticated information technology, IT, because you're dealing with massive amounts of clinical data that have to be compressed and analyzed. So you need computer expertise. So it's a different type of expense, but clinical research is generally considered to be equally expensive to basic science research.
This sounds like more growth for the School of Medicine. How does this fit into the overall picture of the growth plans for the school?
So we want to kind of fill this huge hole in our portfolio with clinical research that will tie together our educational programs, our basic science research programs, our educational outreach. It'll also tie us into rural communities. So, for example, clinical research that's conducted in rural communities is very highly valued because very little research is conducted in rural communities. So there's a lot about what goes on in rural communities that we don't know much about because not much research is conducted there. And so rural communities are very excited to participate because they would like to be part of these clinical trials and part of these studies as well. So I think clinical research kind of fills this critical central piece to what makes a whole school.
How are our community partners stepping up to support the effort for clinical research?
Well, fortunately, we already have some fabulous support. We have some very generous donors, people like Phil and Jennifer Satry, for example, who have provided substantial support to our clinical research development. Some of this took place in Las Vegas initially. Now it's going to ramp up in Reno. We have the Nell J. Redfield Foundation that has provided really critical support for pediatric research as well as for the recruitment of a new chair of our Department of Pediatrics, which I'm very excited that we're about to make a major announcement in that regard. And then, of course, we have our partnership with Renown, also supporting our recruitment of a chair of pediatrics who will help us develop research with children. But the relationship with Renown is also important because they are an integrated health system that has a massive database that, if done properly in a very anonymous, de-identified fashion, can help us conduct clinical research with their large health system that can really advance care and it can improve care in the Reno community. So we do have some starters here in terms of donor support and institutional support that can give us a running start at this.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Susan Hill with the University of Nevada School of Medicine and Division of Health Sciences. And today we're talking about clinical and translational research at the School of Medicine with Dr. Thomas Schwenk, Professor of Family Medicine, Dean of the School of Medicine, and Vice President of the Division of Health Sciences at the University of Nevada, Reno. Dr. Schwenk, why would patients want to become involved with clinical research?
This is a very interesting question. I think that patients sometimes worry that their care would be compromised in some fashion or that somehow they would not receive the same quality of care if they're participating in research as if they're in routine clinical practice. And actually, I think just the opposite is true. I think it's very positive for patients to participate. They're going to be receiving state-of-the-art care. They're going to be receiving very intense medical care. Clinical trials and clinical studies generally involve very comprehensive collection of information, not at the patient's expense, but at the expense of the funding agency for the research. They will be able to avail themselves of the most advanced technology, the most advanced types of care. So they themselves may benefit personally, but they're also contributing to the good of the community. And many patients will tell us they purposely want to seek out institutions, medical schools, hospitals where clinical research is being conducted because they want to contribute to the care of others in the community, including their friends and their family members and their neighbors. So it really contributes, I think, to the good of their own medical care, as well as contributing to the good of the care of everyone else.
If a patient's interested in becoming involved in clinical research, how do they typically do that?
Sometimes we'll recruit patients out of practice. Patients will come in with a certain type of problem, and we will give them information that says, we're conducting research in this area. Here's some information if you would like to volunteer or participate. Sometimes we'll put out calls in the media. So we may put out announcements in the radio, television, in the newspaper that says we're recruiting certain types of patients for certain types of studies. And sometimes we'll actually go back through our records and identify patients with certain problems and just let them know that there may be clinical trials or clinical research taking place that they would like to know about. We certainly are not wanting to be intrusive. We're not at all coercive. If a patient chooses not to participate, their care goes on just like before. There's absolutely no bias involved here. But we know that patients quite often wish that we had told them more about opportunities and they would like to receive this type of information.
What kinds of clinical research are currently being conducted at the school?
We have some clinical trials, particularly in neurology, that are very exciting. We're doing some interesting studies of new treatments for headache, for example. We have some interesting studies taking place in pediatrics related to childhood obesity, related to asthma in children, related to environmental contaminants that may precipitate problems in children with asthma. So those are a couple examples, but I have to say that we don't have a huge portfolio yet. We certainly want to expand that significantly.
If you could choose a type of clinical research not being conducted, what would that be?
I think that we have a lot to offer in terms of women's health care, for example, and we do have some funding that's going to start to ramp up some studies there. So we're trying to look at new ways to provide preventive services to women, for example, and do that in a very evidence-based way so that the most up-to-date tests are being done for women's health care. I would like to see us do much more in mental health care and looking at new ways to provide mental health care to both children and adults. I think we have an opportunity to actually reach out into the community and think about research for an entire population. For example, a small town, how could we get our arms around all of the healthcare needs of an entire community, and how would those healthcare needs be structured? That's actually going to start taking place in a partnership with Renown, who wants to support research in child health and take a very broad-based look, not just at the medical care issues, but look at social justice, look at diet, look at exercise, look at bullying, look at a host of educational issues, and how do all those factors come together to affect the health of an entire population of children. So that would be a very exciting direction to pursue that we actually are starting to explore now with Renown.
Well, bringing this back to the educational mission of the School of Medicine, how would clinical research expansion benefit students and residents?
This, I think, is actually one of the most critical and perhaps less well understood issues. My goal for our students, for example, is that all of our medical students in the course of their time here should be exposed to some type of research, clinical research, basic science research, educational research, case reports, clinical studies of various kinds. So every student has one experience with some type of scholarly activity. This is the kind of research, clinical research, that many students wish they could do. Many students are actually not that interested in the lab, but they'd be very interested in research that has to do with patients. So this is going to contribute to the education of our students very significantly. And the other issue is residents. So the way that the residents are trained in the very best possible way is for them to also participate in clinical research. So when they finish their training, not only are they great clinicians, but they also understand science, they understand research, they understand how studies are conducted, they understand how to read new studies so that they know whether new research applies to their patients. So clinical research has a huge amount to contribute to the core education of our students and residents, and that, of course, is our core mission. So we're particularly excited that we can develop programs that would contribute to that core mission of education.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Schwenk, and for your work to increase research opportunities for students, faculty, and patients in Northern Nevada.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Thomas L. Schwenk is Professor of Family Medicine, Dean of the School of Medicine, and Vice President of the Division of Health Sciences at the University of Nevada, Reno.